Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I don't know if there's anything better than watching Derek Hough do air drums to Bon Jovi right now.
That's it.
Kennedy.
I was here for it. I was watching.
Before I was a dancer, I played drums.
Uh-huh.
So drums have been my first.
I felt like when you were playing them, you were much more on time than I would have been.
Well,
I was
a dancer. Kind of has rhythm.
Derek Hough live the tour.
You can count up to 8. It's amazing.
Boxcenter.org. You can buy tickets. The show is tomorrow.
Yes.
So your show right now is a bit different than what you've done in the past,
yeah,
in that you have a live band with you performing as well.
I do, man. It's definitely changed the whole dynamic and the feeling of the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, having a live percussionist, saxophone player, bass, mm-hmm, guitar, on stage infused with the dancing. It just, mm-hmm, it feels like a concert, like a rock concert for dance.
Does it take you back to Dancing with the Stars and the way they do it with the live band on stage?
A little bit different because...
no judges, so that.
Yeah, no judges, exactly.
Do you miss Tom?
I love Tom.
He comes home every once in a while. Yeah. He's around every once,
yeah,
in a while.
No, I love it. And actually what's cool about this show as well is I'm actually singing a lot more as well.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, there's like a lot of, you know, musical theater, there's rock and roll, there's, you know, Latin music, there's big band music. It really has something for everybody in it. It's so much fun. And the response so far has been really, really incredible. I've done like over 10 tours, you know, of different shows,
mm-hmm,
and there's something special about this one I'm really, really proud of. So
what was it like when you got the call for Dancing with the Stars? Do you remember that moment in time where you were, something special that happened?
In a long story short, they asked me to do the show, mm-hmm, and I was living in England at the time, and they said, I was like, nah, I'm not really interested in doing this ballroom dance show.
So was this, mm-hmm, before the show became popular? Was it on the air
well,
yet?
And then my sister joined season 4, Julianne Hough,
yeah,
and, mm-hmm, and I was like, and she won, and I was like, well, hold on.
Totally, I could do this.
Well, hold
oh,
on.
Oh, sibling rivalry?
I was like, well, hold on, let me get
is
on there.
Is that what got you to the show?
Yeah. So it was, yeah, like Thanksgiving awkward that year? You're like, you come home, you're like,
well,
I see what you did.
Well,
but
here's the thing. Julianne and I competed against each other growing, yeah, up all of our lives, mm-hmm, and she never beat me.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
And now she's on the show, and she won. I'm like, well, hold up. Someone's got to bring her down.
Yeah.
So I went on, and then she beat me.
Okay.
Season 5. And
another awkward Thanksgiving.
And I'll tell you,
are you going to blame your partner?
No, never.
It's cool. No, throw him under the bus. Yeah. It's fine with me.
They're certainly not listening to our program.
Bunker.
That I can assure you.
My 17 ex-wives, as I call them. It's so true. That's how I feel. You become so bonded, so close with them,
right,
that they feel you're so connected. And then all of a sudden you're like, and we're done. And see you later. But we're all still, very, very
been
close.
Been trying to do that with Carson for 20 years, man.
You know?
How do you break up with the dance partners in that situation? Is it text? Is it, you know,
okay, it's we'll
just,
see you later?
It's just a schedule. But you know, you get text messages like, I miss you.
So when you've now, like, say, okay, it's between season 3 and season 4, and you're moving from one partner to the next. Do you ever get texts,
oh, yeah,
from the old partner? Like, you know, when you and I did that dance, it was a little bit better.
100%.
No.
Oh, 100%. In fact, and some of my partners would actually, you know, just outright say, like, I'm jealous right now. Like, like you're doing better this season than you did with me last season.
That is awesome.
And I feel bad. And I'm like, don't feel bad. It's okay.
I know you spend hours and hours and hours. Like, people will never know how many hours you guys spend together a week, mm-hmm, while you're performing, while, uh-huh, you're getting ready for these. Without naming names.
Sure.
Or whatever.
Or naming names. You can name names.
I can name names.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't going to ask you to go
deep. I used to not name names, and now I'm like, I'll name names.
Well, like, what was the most ridiculous thing that happened during, or you could say who was the worst, I don't really care.
Oh, no.
I was trying not to do that.
Okay. I don't, maybe I won't say names then.
There it is. That's the one I'm looking for.
Oh, my goodness. The most ridiculous thing that happened, I will say this, something did happen where one of my partners lost it,
mm-hmm,
like, lost it.
Oh, yeah, just, yeah, breakdown
and
kind of thing.
Breakdown.
Yeah. Wow.
And I actually went over to the camera and I took the tape out of the camera.
Aww.
Oh, that was nice.
And,
wow,
I had producers come over,
yeah,
And they're like, Derek, you can't do that. That's you can't. You're gonna get in trouble. I'm like, I don't care. And I held the tape. I said, I'm not giving this up. This is no way. I'm protecting her. This is crazy.
And they said, it's digital. It doesn't matter what.
We have
17 cameras. That was only one.
But I got in trouble for that. But I was like, hey,
good on you, man. That's good.
For you.
So yeah.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We're talking with Derek Hough live. The tour tomorrow night, BoxCenter.org. If you want to buy tickets for the show, so. Kennedy mentioned this when we spoke to you a couple of weeks ago. I have the audio. Do you want me to play the audio, Kennedy?
I do.
All right, take a listen to this.
I know you like to run, and I was reading how you wanted to do a marathon. Have you done one yet?
I haven't yet, no. But,
okay.
But first of all, too, like Boston, I love Boston.
See,
so much.
This is what I'm saying. We have the marathon, my friend. All of the else pales in comparison. Just being in Boston that day, the spirit is insane. There's so many charity organizations that would love to have you run.
Yes.
Like Boston Children's Hospital,
I'm all for it.
Okay, do you remember that conversation a couple of weeks ago?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Kennedy? Obviously you missed the marathon this year because it was last week. However, I spoke to our friends at Boston Children's Hospital.
Yes. Oh.
And they would like to invite you to run on their team next year.
Oh, that's awesome.
So they gave you a goodie bag with all sorts of things, but there's a note right on top.
Ah, that's amazing.
So please start training right now.
I'm in. Oh, that's awesome. I would love to.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever
I just got the goosebumps.
Now, are you going to win?
Yeah. Have I what? Pardon?
Are you going to win?
Am I going to win? Yeah. Am I a competitive person?
I think you
are.
Yeah.
They do a training. They have about 150 runners that run every year.
That's so awesome.
Aaron has run it a couple of times. I ran it a couple of times for Children's, and they just were overwhelmed to think that you might be able to join.
I would love to. You know, it's actually interesting. My dad and I, you know, for my birthday for the past probably like 10 years, we go to a children's hospital and for my birthday as like, you know, and they give, you know, gifts and visit them. So this would be awesome to do. I would love to do this.
And they'd love for you to visit the hospital whenever you have time and all of that good stuff. All right.
Always. That's awesome. 2020. Boston.
2020. Let's do it.
And then Thanksgiving can get awkward when you can say to your sister, what have you done for children?
Yeah. What's going on?
What'd you do today?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what'd you do?
I'm a better person than you.
In your face.
Dad likes me better.
Oh my gosh. I would be happy to.
That's awesome.
Okay. So Derek Hough live, the tour again, happening tomorrow night, boxcenter.org. There's where you can buy tickets. In fact, if you go to their website, you're the pop-up ad.
That's it.
Like, your face is right there.
There are a few tickets left. So if you want to go and you don't have them, there are a few left.
All right. Anything else you want to say real quick to the fans?
Just come on down. It's gonna be so much fun. And the thing is too is that the energy, you know, I'm in the audience. I'm dancing with people. I'm bringing them up on stage. You know, we have a good time. It's been a great time. So come down tomorrow.
Will you
night.
Be singing Shallow?
I will be, actually.
Such a good run.
I will actually be. I will actually be.
That's nothing against you. That's just she doesn't enjoy the song anymore.
But hold on. But I will say this. It's not just a normal version. Yeah. I've done a complete mashup and a medley that's different than what you've heard
before. I believe
before.
In you,
yes,
Derek Hough.
Yes.
I believe
and
in
also,
you.
And also, you're going to be watching the most beautiful contemporary dancing that you've ever seen. Mm-hmm. So you're going to be visually trans.
Let's talk about your shirt. Will it be on or off? What are we doing?
My shirt?
Yeah, will it be on or off?
I'm going to be pretty honest with you. For that particular number, it'll be on. But if I'm also honest, it's not on a lot.
I'm not here to objectify you.
That's what I'm
you.
Here for, Kennedy. I will ask the questions
eyes
you don't
here.
Want to ask.
Eyes up here, Kennedy. Eyes up here.
Derek Hough live the tour tomorrow at the Box Center Wang Theater. Go to boxcenter.org to buy your tickets. Thank you, Derek.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate it, guys.
Carson Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Have a good day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.